4.
In my 30s, I wore the mantle of responsibility with pride. Growing my family was growing myself.
Bright afternoon sun made Charles squint his eyes as he ambled out of the tavern. The clasp for his new cloak slid up on his chest until it pressed awkwardly into his neck, making him cough and readjust it. Something felt out of place, and Charles realized he was seeing things in more detail, noticing more. He felt the uncomfortable pressure of more eyes watching him and frowned as he noticed the curious onlookers.
"Guess I'll find me some starter quests," he mumbled to himself and began walking.
A quick look around showed him a crowd of players wearing the same beginner's tunic he wore, surrounding an NPC guardswoman who spoke to all present, repeating the same lines.
"Ah, a newcomer. I can't leave my post at the moment, so would you please take this letter to the Adventurers Guild for me?"
Her strong voice clearly demonstrated a military background.
"Congratulations. You have been offered your first quest. Do you accept?"
As Charles approached, a trade window popped open with an item simply described as letter with no description. Charles accepted and turned to follow the other new players as they burst forth in excited runs, although he didn't so much as run behind them as casually walk to take in the sights and sounds of the city. The steady stream of new players on the same route ensured he didn't get lost through the 2 blocks it took to get to the building. Away from the starting square, the wagon traffic increased and the normal life of the city became more apparent. Men pushed giant brushes, sweeping filth into sewer holes. NPC peasants came and went from a variety of shops. Players in all shapes and sizes rushed back and forth to pursue whatever their urgent tasks were. The Adventurer's Guild building was 3 stories tall and took up the width of 2 buildings. On the outside, the first floor looked to be made from stone, while the second and third were long wooden logs. A red shield bearing the yellow outline of a knight riding a leaping horse hung on the outside wall. The same image was on a red flag poking out over the entryway. 2 thick doors were propped open as players came and went. Charles stood to the side for a few minutes, watching for when he could enter without being rushed. He finally entered, following behind a young woman wearing a thick robe made from emerald-colored fur. The inside of the building was entirely wood, and it would have been rustic in the real world. 2 open doorways framed large rooms to either side of a countertop where a line of adventurers formed. To the right, it led to a tavern, complete with a bar and several long tables. The smells of stale beer and roasted meats and the sounds of conversation floated out invitingly. Adventurers of all types seemed to gather there, some eating and drinking, others conversing around square tables. The walls were lined with the mounted heads of various beasts. To the left, an open room with walls covered in papers or maps. In the center rested a large table holding up some model of land with tiny trees and mountains and rivers. It wasn't a long wait in line as he approached the counter to stand in front of a thin male dwarf. A worn velvet shirt matched the elaborate copper and stone jewelry weaved through his hair and long beard. An expression of annoyance or irritation or maybe even pity was quickly hidden as the dwarf asked, "How can I help you?"
"I have a letter."
"Quest completed. 5 experience awarded. Congratulations on completing your first quest."
The dwarf nodded.
Another death notice."
He shook the letter in the air without even opening it, but his eyes gleamed with excitement and a great smile.
"It appears we have a new vacancy in our guild. What do you say? Would you like an adventure?"
"Well, that's ominous and a little morbid. Sure."
"Well, today's your lucky day. We'll waive your admission fee and provide you with all the necessities you'll need if you're just starting out."
The flow and speed of his words felt like he could barely contain his excitement, as if he just hadn't heard of an adventurer's death. Charles just nodded along.
"The life of an adventurer isn't easy, but it's worthwhile. You'll see things no one has ever seen, and do things no one has ever done. Your name can be sung on the lips of bards, and you can win the respect of kings. You can have the most beautiful—"
"I said sure,"
Charles interrupted. The dwarf, looking suitably embarrassed, coughed.
"Ah, yes. Okay. Quests are on that wall. Rooms are 15 copper. Here you go."
A trade window opened, containing a box that was simply described as Starter Pack Level 0 through 10. Charles opened the item to find Small Bag, Soulbound. 10 slots, reduces weight by 70%. Simple Robe, Common. 2 Defense, no level restriction. Description, mass-produced vest made by beginning tailors.
Worn Wood Staff, Common.
2 Attack, no level restriction. Description, a long stick. It's seen better days.
Spellbook, Air Dart, Common.
Learns the level 1 spell Air Dart. Description, beginning spell often taught to children.
Old Rations times 15, Common.
Description, it may have been a biscuit several years ago.
Old Canteen, Common.
Description, holds liquid. There appears to be a blood stain on the bottom.
Beginner's Adventurer's Badge, Common.
Charles equipped the robe, learned the spell, and nibbled on the biscuit. Compared to the food from the tavern, the ration tasted rancid. As he was looking for a wastebasket to throw it out, he heard a cough from the dwarf.
"If our business is concluded," the dwarf waggled his eyebrows.
Yeah, don't rush me."
Charles waved the biscuit at him like a threat before turning to see a line of irritated new adventurers formed behind him. Charles couldn't help but grumble how the biscuit must have been made from dwarf dung as he made his way into the quest room. The model was surprisingly detailed, maybe even magical, as it looked like the rivers were moving and the trees blew with the wind. A few other adventurers in the room ignored it completely as they searched through papers and scrolls tacked on the far wall, but Charles looked closely. The map showed the city they were in, as well as what must have been miles and miles around, including towns and villages.
"This must be a map of Helios."
So engrossed in looking through the map, he didn't see anyone approach until his sleeve was tugged.
"Yeah, what do you want?"
Charles turned, surprised to see a tiny man who looked familiar looking at him with puppy dog eyes.
"Sir, when I stole your money earlier, I didn't realize you had friends in high places. I wanted to give it back and apologize."
The man held out 5 copper coins in his 2 hands and bowed his head. Charles watched him for a moment and considered what to say.
"This must be the thief from earlier. I didn't recognize him in these clothes. If this were one of my grandkids, I'd whip their tail and make sure they didn't forget it. Maybe someone else already did that. Or maybe he saw me with Bert and thinks he can get on my good side. Should I mess with him? He is trying to make amends, which is the right thing to do, except he shouldn't have stolen in the first place. But maybe thief is a respectable job in the game. Like Aladdin or Robin Hood?"
He finally decides on some simple words.
"Well, you're a little fella, aren't you?"
Charles asked, looking at him. Above his head read, "Sazerbow, Halfling, Level 9 Rogue." Charles knew other details were available if he wanted to look closer, but he didn't. Others in the room who heard chuckled to themselves, and the man looked around as if he didn't know how to answer.
"I'm a halfling. Full-grown male, and I'm just trying to do the right thing here," he whispered exasperatedly. "My class is rogue, and I can only earn experience by stealing."
"Huh. That's stupid. Why would you be rewarded for taking from honest people? If I was stuck like that, I'd only steal from other rogues. A super thief?"
He shook his head.
"I got other things to do, and you're taking up too much of my time."
Charles clasped his hands behind his bent back and turned back to look at the table. While his interest in the table vanished during the conversation, he simply didn't want to continue it. The whole exchange was beginning to attract attention, and Sazerbo took the hint. The diminutive man swirled his cloak, hunched over, and began tiptoeing away, to which Charles couldn't help but chuckle.
"What the hell are you doing walking like that? Your brain addled?" Charles called after him,
and a few adventurers laughed while others looked confused. Cesarbo stopped completely still and looked back at him like he had been caught in the act of stealing a cookie. He immediately straightened and walked away with his head held high, pretending he couldn't see the looks others were giving him. Charles turned back to the table and looked.
"The rivers flow as if they were made from real water."
He swore he could see tiny fish swimming within, and fishermen sitting or standing on the banks. It was after a while of watching he saw something that interested him, a small, run-down shack in the middle of a forest. To the south of the forest there were a few hills that were followed by mountains. To the east, a tiny keep with three towers rested on a hill overlooking the forest to its west.
"Almost like a sentinel against mountains further east."
A river flowed into a lake to the west of the forest, followed by more forest. To the north, the forest gave way to a village with half a wall separating it from the forest and a stone building at the center. Something about the shack called his name.
"It would be good to live there. A little work and it will be like a country cabin vacation if my kids or grandkids decide to come visit. Nice and quiet when they aren't visiting, too."
Mentally, he traced the path it would take to get there before heading out of the building, never once having looked at the quests tacked to the wall.